The French government is doing away with mademoiselles in France. They're doing away with the term rather than all the young women. And this is on their official forms. They're getting rid of mademoiselle because it's been decided. It's been deemed sexist. So as our English equivalent would be miss. Right? We still keep miss and missus, but we have the neutral, ms. So we're talking about form filling and the questions that they asked. And let me just... Was it Don who was raised? Who rang the show and raised a really interesting point? Can't find... Jeff. It was Jeff. It was from Didcot. Thank you, Jeff. He's called and said, what about men? You don't hear men being called master anymore, do you? So what's... How does it all work, these titles? Let us ask the master of etiquette... William Hansen, who is an expert in same. Mr. Hansen, good morning.
Good morning, Phil. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being there. So let's talk first of all about the front bit of the name. Mrs. or Ms. Which should we go with?
Well, it obviously depends if the woman is married or not, and also what her own preference is. If the lady is quite happy for the whole world to know that she is married, then Mrs. is correct after she has been married. If she is not married and she's engaged and she doesn't mind not, telling the world her marital status, then it's Miss. If she doesn't really want the world to know, and this is generally more so in the professional world, Ms. is used more often for working women than Ms. is used, because it sort of doesn't discriminate between whether the woman is married or not. There are people who don't agree with the use of Ms. They think it's too modern.
I've been hearing from them.
Exactly. Indeed, Her Majesty at Buckingham Palace does not recognise Ms. on official... if you are going to get a letter from her and you decide that you want it to be Ms., it's going to be Mrs. or Miss. There's no Ms. That is right.
Oh, OK. Where did Ms. come from?
Well, this is the thing, we don't really know. I mean, a lot of people say it came around in the last 50 years, but actually it's been around much longer than that. And it's just sort of evolved. By taking out the two middle letters, or the one middle letter in the Miss and the Misses, you've got Ms. So nobody's really quite sure, but it has been around for much longer than people generally think.
And how about then Master and Mister? That's another epithet that seems to have dropped off.
Yes, usually, I mean, masters are for those, for children, basically, for male children, generally under the age of 12, 13, although some people would say it would be once you get to 18, you then become a mister. But generally, I would say, as indeed a lot of my colleagues would say, it's 12, you are master. And it's a nice thing to put master, I think, when you're addressing a child, and that would be abbreviated to MSTR on the envelope.
What was the other one that was... Oh, it was just in my mind now. It's popped out again. Oh, the one on the end. Esquire.
Esquire, yes. Well, only if you have... if you own land or property. So a master cannot be an esquire, because presumably the master is 12 and doesn't own property. But if they do, or when they come to own their own flat or their own house or their own country estate, then they can be an esquire. But you cannot be on an envelope... I mean, you can be both, but not at the same time. I couldn't be Mr. William Hansen Esquire. I would either be William Hansen Esquire or Mr. William Hansen.
Lots of people get that wrong, don't they, when they're trying to be posh?
They do. I know. Mm-hmm. And it's a very telltale sign.
I see. So you can be one or the other, but not both.
Precisely.
Oh, so
not
much
true
in
of life.
So, William, thank you so much. Etiquette expert William Hansen there.